The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus had a way of getting to the heart of the matter. With just a few words, he could unmask the facades and masquerades that people created. He astonished the Samaritan woman at the well when he revealed that she had had many husbands. As for the rich young man, he saw right through him that he lacked just one thing. And in this gospel, Jesus was invited to a dinner by a Pharisee, but he saw right through the Pharisee's obsession with the rules and rituals that kept him from loving his fellow man. Once a person's mask was taken off and their real motivations or deception uncovered, they might be saddened, but possibly glad that Jesus knew them like a good friend. On the other hand, like the Pharisees and scribes of this gospel, some turned angry, not at themselves, but at Jesus for exposing them, often in front of others. It does seem quite extreme, you might think, to correct your host and fellow guests at a dinner party, but I offer that Jesus saw this was a very important issue that needed to be addressed in this very way, brought out into the light of day in no uncertain terms. He had to uncover the deception. You might even say that Jesus was ruthless when it came to his pursuit of the truth. Yet we know that he did it for the sake of the person, because he loved him or her, be it the Samaritan woman, the rich young man, or the Pharisee. He was trying to help them come to terms with themselves, come out of the darkness so that they could live with themselves and others authentically and in freedom. Cannot you see yourself confronting a loved one, an intervention to stop the alcoholism, for example, of a family member, or perhaps finding that now is the time to tell your son or daughter, mother or father, that you can no longer tolerate their hurtful behavior? We all have a stake in showing love to the person behind the facade, to help him or her out of hiding. We do have a stake in the truth, be it about ourselves, family, or friends. We must unmask the charade that others dare not speak about, because it's only then that real communication and love can take place. Our pursuit of the truth may not be accepted. Jesus' pursuit finally ended in death. But we have to take the chance and be true followers of Christ, ready to unmask the lies wherever we find them. For that's what Jesus did.